From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The advertising industry is trying to figure out how to keep pace with changing media technology. For years, its bread and butter has been the 30-second television commercial. That classic by Michael Jackson is from the 1980s. These days, a 30-second spot isn't enough. Many ads try to take you somewhere else. This M&M commercial wants viewers to become an M&M.com.
There's an M&M in everyone. Find yours.
Now, both of those ads are from BBDO, one of the original Madison Avenue agencies, and one that's trying to change with the times. In the first part of our series this month on the new ad age, NPR's Lynn Neary goes inside BBDO to learn how new media are changing an old industry.
BBDO's history goes back to 1928, when George Batten merged his company with Barton, Durston & Osborne, and the newly formed advertising agency took up residence on Madison Avenue. The firm's name was an alliterative mouthful that comedians like Jack Benny couldn't resist.
Operator, I'd like to get the number of Batten, Barton, Durston & Osborne.
How do you spell that, sir?
BATTENBARTONDURSTINEOSBORN.
What's his first name, Tia?
Back in the 1940s, the agency handled the advertising for Benny's radio show. By the 1960s, TV had overtaken radio, and the agency now called BBDO mastered that medium. Bill Bruce, chief creative officer and chairman of BBDO New York, says he first came to the agency some 20 years ago for one reason.
It was TV. TV, TV, TV. And at the time, BBDO was working with A directors from Hollywood, A celebrities, doing big productions. It was the place to go.
But all that is history.
The words that I have proscribed from our lexicon are traditional, classical, mainstream.
Andrew Robertson is CEO of BBDO Worldwide, an advertising powerhouse with 290 offices in more than 70 countries.
These are words that are completely inappropriate for anybody who's in the business of creating work and content that we want people to choose to access. The last thing in the world I'd like to be described as is traditional.
BBDO is still the kind of agency that produces great TV commercials, and the 30-second spot still delivers a mass audience to advertisers. But Robertson is well aware that advertising has to stay ahead of the trends in technology. So a couple of years ago, Robertson hired David Lubars as the new chairman and chief creative officer of BBDO North America. Lubars is an advertising star known for his creative approach to new media.
There is risk and intuition and gut involved in this business. You can't fight it. Everybody wants to test everything and to find scientific evidence about why one thing works, one thing doesn't. But the thing is, you're talking about creativity and what will move someone. You have to have some guts.
While working at the Minneapolis-based Fallon agency, Lubars came up with the idea for BMW Films. It was an entirely new advertising concept. Hire major directors like Ong Lee and Ridley Scott to make short films featuring a BMW, then show the films on the web. Each one tells a story about a driver, played by Clive Owen. In this one, he's been hired to follow someone.
Your mind wanders, wondering what it would be like watching your own life from far away.
BMW Films were not only an artistic success, they also had more than 100 million views during their original web release and are currently enjoying a second life on YouTube. The films illustrate Lubars' approach to advertising. These days, he says, consumers have endless media choices.
So it's our job to create content or commercials, whatever you want to call it, that is so engaging and so cool and great that instead of us coming to you and you have to take it, now you want to come to us voluntarily to see it. It's so great, you actually seek it out.
The company culturally has to buy into this new way of working.
Joseph Jaffe is a marketing consultant and author of Life After the 30-Second Spot. Jaffe says Lubars shocked the ad community when he got rid of some of BBDO's well-known creative directors. But Jaffe says Lubars was brought in to shake things up.
One of his primary mandates in terms of joining the agency was to, I think, inject that new age thinking, that alternative or non-traditional thinking, and quite frankly, help them diversify their portfolio away from the 30-second spot.
People at BBDO like to say they are media agnostic. The buzzword is the integrated campaign. Digital, print, radio, TV, all have an equal place at the table, says Lubars.
Today, since there's so many different channels and mediums, again, some as yet to be invented, the way to do it is to come up with a big idea first, a big upstream idea, and then figure out where we're going to put it.
Lubars says even designers, who often were called on at the end of the creative process, are now there at the start. 30-year-old Craig Duffney leads a team of young designers who share a small workspace in corporate headquarters.
These are the designers. There's eight of us in here.
Duffney and Lubars talk about one design project for a TV network called G4, which is aimed at 15 to 25-year-old guys. The network wanted a logo for a block of programming called Midnight Spank.
First idea I went to, and which actually became the logo for this, was just two monkeys holding fraternity paddles. We developed the iconography for it, and then they're like, so we're going to present some TV, and we want to use the monkeys that you made for the logo, and we want them to do all this crazy stuff. So
it's a case where the design led the TV idea. So it doesn't matter who leads. It's just having great brains who have different things they know how to think of sparking off each other.
This push to think differently isn't just coming from within the agency. It's also coming from the clients. One of BBDO's most innovative new campaigns was for General Electric. BBDO has been GE's advertising agency for 80 years, one of the longest-running relationships in advertising. Executive Creative Director Don Schneider worked with GE Advertising Executive Judy Hugh on a campaign called GE One Second Theater.
Judy said to us, if you don't come up with something new, you're dead.
Right.
Judy said, think of something.
Why? Why was it so important to you? Why did you understand that?
I'm constantly challenging the agency to come up with the next big thing. And in fact, as soon as we launched this, I basically said, okay, so that's yesterday's news. What are we doing next?
Schneider says the idea for One Second Theater came about when his team was trying to figure out a way around the problem of people TiVoing through their commercials.
And we said, how about this? Let's not run from TiVo. Let's embrace TiVo. Let's embrace what you can only do with a DVR, which is stop it.
Demonstrating how it works, Schneider shows what seems to be a standard TV commercial.
And here comes the spot.
Toward the end, a series of words or symbols flashes by. It's an encoded message, and the viewer has to stop the commercial to see what's there.
Okay, so here we get towards the end of the commercial. Now remember, what you saw at the end was very quick. It was actually like a third of a second of something. You don't know quite what it is. When you go back with your DVR and step advance, you see just the symbol GE. You press one more time, and you see 1 second theater.
Viewers who were intrigued enough to continue spent an average of 2.5 minutes on the site, a number that made GE very happy. And that, says Judy Hugh, is why agencies like BBDO have to embrace the challenges presented by staying ahead of the latest trend in media technology.
I think the biggest challenge is ignoring it.
Yeah, that's the danger.
and that's the danger. And if I were on the agency side, I would say that the biggest challenge is if you ignore it, that your client will find another agency who doesn't ignore it.
A lot of people, says David Lubars, are uneasy with how quickly technology is changing. They want to know what the next big thing is right now. He believes there's no way of knowing. You just have to be ready to work with it when it happens. Lynn Neary, NPR News.
You can see examples of BBDO's work at npr.org. Next Tuesday, what happens when television viewers skip the ads?